Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into a topic that's more relevant than ever in our crazy fast-paced world. Embracing the present moment without getting caught up in attachments. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing something, a promotion, a vacation, a perfect relationship? Like life is happening out there somewhere, and you just need to grab it. Well, my friend, I'm here to tell you that true happiness and peace don't come from chasing the future or dwelling on the past. They come from fully experiencing this very moment, right here, right now. Now, before you roll your eyes and say easy for you to say, let me assure you, I get it. It's a tough one. Our brains are wired for anticipation, for wanting more, for comparing ourselves to others. But what if I told you that letting go of these attachments is the key to unlocking a deeper sense of contentment and clarity? Think about it. When we are attached to outcomes, we become anxious, stressed, and ultimately unhappy. We miss out on enjoying the journey because we're too busy focusing on the destination. But when we embrace the present moment, we learn to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh with a friend. These are the moments that truly matter. So how do we actually do this? How do we let go of our attachments and learn to live in the now? It's not about ignoring our goals or aspirations, it's about shifting our perspective. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help. 1. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru, though that can be helpful. Simply pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Ground yourself in the present moment by focusing on these sensations. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Our minds are constantly chattering away, often feeling anxiety and attachment. When you catch yourself thinking, I need this to happen, or if only I had that, ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it serving me? Or is it just creating unnecessary stress? Replace those thoughts with more positive and empowering ones. 3. Focus on gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A loving family, a supportive friend, a roof over your head, these are all blessings worth celebrating. Cultivating gratitude can shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have, fostering contentment. 4. Accept imperfection. Let's be real, life is messy. Things don't always go according to plan, and that's okay. Accepting imperfection takes the pressure off yourself and allows you to enjoy the ride, even when it gets bumpy. Remember, growth often comes from stepping outside of our comfort zones and embracing the unknown. 5. Live in service. One of the most powerful ways to stay present is by serving others. When we focus on helping others, we shift our attention away from ourselves and our own desires. Volunteering your time, offering a listening ear, or simply being kind can make a world of difference in someone's life and bring a deep sense of fulfillment to your own. Think about that last time you were truly engrossed in something, maybe playing a game, reading a book, or having a conversation. You were completely present, weren't you? No worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Just pure focus on the moment at hand. That's what we want to cultivate more of in our everyday lives. Let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah was going through a really tough time. She lost her job and felt like everything was falling apart. I asked her, what's one thing you can do today that will bring you joy? She hesitated for a moment and then said, I think I'll bake a cake. And you know what? That simple act of focusing on the present moment, measuring ingredients, mixing batter, decorating the cake helped lift her spirits. It wasn't a solution to all her problems, but it allowed her to find a moment of peace and joy amidst the chaos. So remember, true happiness comes from embracing the present moment, not chasing an elusive future. Start by practicing mindfulness, challenging your thoughts, cultivating gratitude, accepting imperfection, and living in service. These are the tools that can help you unlock a deeper sense of contentment and clarity. Don't just listen to this episode, live it. Take one small step today to practice being more present. What's one thing you can do right now to bring yourself into the moment? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, savoring a cup of coffee, or simply noticing the sounds around you. Keep that fire burning, keep striving for growth, and most importantly, remember to enjoy the journey. We'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.